How do you celebrate your high school graduates? This question pops up a lot in student ministry circles, especially in late winter and early spring. So in this quick hit episode of Student Ministry Connection, we're getting really practical, and I'm going to share what I've done over the last several years in hopes that it might help you as you think about your own way of celebrating graduates. Welcome to Student Ministry Connection, a podcast for those who serve in student ministry and also want to connect with others and continue to grow as leaders and disciples. My name is Steve Cullum, and I currently serve as a missionary with National Network of Youth Ministries, where I get to help personally encourage, professionally equip, and spiritually strengthen youth leaders for faithful and effective ministry with the next generation. When I got my first paid ministry position in 2003, I soon realized that I should probably do something for our high school graduates. I really don't remember what I did. It was probably a gift and a card or something. And I bet the students and families didn't really remember it either. Please don't hear me wrong. I'm not saying that cards and gifts are bad to give. But in the middle of all the craziness of graduation, is there something else that we can do to leave a lasting impact on not only the students, but also their families? When I was serving in New Hampshire, the family pastor and I put our heads together and came up with this really cool event that I've continued to tweak and tried to continue to improve ever since. And I think this year will mark the 12th year of me doing this event. And I wanted to share the details with you because maybe you're like me when I first started in ministry, wondering what you could do to truly celebrate seniors. Or maybe you've been in this for a while and you're just looking for new ways to honor them. I'm not saying you can completely copy and paste this event into your setting, but hopefully after hearing what I've done with it, you can contextualize it for your own setting and take a couple ideas from it and maybe come up with something far greater. In fact, if you do, I would love to hear about it. But before we hop into all those details, let's pause to thank the sponsor of this episode. G-Shades is a youth ministry curriculum and teaching strategy focused on helping students see every life situation through the lens of the gospel. G-Shades has options to fit everyone with three plans to choose from. This curriculum gives you the resources that you need to do what you do better. Do you just need message outlines, a discussion guide, and a game? That's just over $200. Looking for a higher production value, including bumper videos, Instagram devotionals, and parent guides? That's just over $300. Or do you want an affordable, engaging video curriculum? G-Shades has you covered for just over $400. You will not find a youth ministry video curriculum at that price point anywhere else. There are lots of great curriculum options out there, but G-Shades is set apart because every lesson focuses so much on Jesus and how to see the world and life situations through the lens of the gospel. You can also learn more about the creator, Mike Haynes, on episodes 32, 55, and 93 of this podcast. So head over to gshades.org to download season 5 of G-Shades Youth Ministry Curriculum. And be sure to use the promo code CONNECTION at checkout to save $20 off your order. G-Shades, seeing life through the lens of the gospel. Thank you so much, G-Shades, for sponsoring this episode. You can find the link to G-Shades in the podcast show notes. I also want to take a moment to talk to you about the Orange Conference. It's one of my favorite conferences that I go to each year. The Orange Conference 2024 will be April 23rd through April 25th in Atlanta, Georgia. This is a 3-day in-person and online event for kids ministry, youth ministry, and next-gen ministry leaders. You'll hear from main stage speakers like Kristen Ivey, John Acuff, Reggie Joyner, Joseph Sojourner, Leslie Mack, John Williams, Chinwe Williams, and so many more. And you'll also have the opportunity to choose from over 60 workshops on specific ministry ideas and concepts that you do not want to miss. So, if you want to join me at Orange Conference 2024, I've got a code to help you save 10% off your tickets. Just use OC24NNYM10 and you'll be able to save 10% off your Orange Conference tickets. You can find the link to register and the discount code in the podcast show notes. About 3 months before graduation, I begin meeting with the parents and guardians of the graduating seniors. And during this meeting, I like to cover three main things. First of all, we talk about their graduate, how they're doing, what their plans are after high school, and if they're going away, we put some resources in their hands to help them get connected to campus ministries and other churches. Second, I talk to the parents about how they are doing. Some parents are freaking out, while others have done this several times before. This is also a great time to connect parents with other parents and help them help each other. And finally, we talk about the graduation event that we'll be putting on for them and their role in the event. We walk through how to write their blessing, how to decorate their tables, and when they need to submit their photos for the slideshow. And that's what I really want to explain in the rest of this episode. Each family is given a table. I like to use the standard 60-inch diameter round tables that a lot of churches have, and it's the responsibility of that graduate's family to decorate their tables in honor of the student. At the parent meeting, I usually show some examples of past tables so the parents get an idea of what we're talking about. And I also make these photos available in the cloud so that they can check them out later. Some tables focus on photos, others on awards, others on hobbies, others on future goals. Each table is unique, and it's really fun to see how they all turned out at the event. And I like to get them all decorated way before the event begins. So if we're having the event on a Saturday evening, I'll have the church open on a Friday afternoon or maybe that Saturday morning so that they can come in and decorate early. And I love having the event over lunch or dinner. And because of that, I make sure that we start eating soon after we begin so that people aren't sitting there thinking about their stomachs rather than the celebration itself. Sometimes we had a couple songs of worship at the top and a brief welcome, a fun video, and a prayer, but then we eat. And I like having the meal catered, either from a restaurant or professional catering company or someone within the church who can really cook. This is not a pizza at youth group kind of event. Speaking of which, I like to have it semi-dressy. I don't expect suits and fancy dresses, but we definitely want to step it up from t-shirt and shorts. After the meal, we move to the central piece of the event, the blessing. If you've not read The Blessing by John Trent and Gary Smalley, I recommend checking it out. The book takes a look at blessings within the Bible and highlights five key elements. First, appropriate meaningful touch. Second, spoken or written words. Third, attach a high value. Fourth, picturing a special future. And fifth, genuine commitment. During the parent meeting, I walk through all of this in detail and then walk through a simple three-step process of writing a blessing, all coming from the Blessing Challenge, a next step that the book highlights. Again, I'm so thankful to John Trent for all his work in the Blessing Challenge, which we have adopted for this event. While parents can write their blessing however they want, I do encourage them to keep it fairly short, usually 1 to 2 pages max, so that it doesn't go on and on forever. And in this, one recommendation is to have 3 simple paragraphs. The first one highlights 1 or 2 traits about the student. The second acknowledges the challenge of graduating high school. And then the third focuses on genuine commitment, both from the parents and guardians, but also a reminder that God will always be there for them. At the event, I'll explain what blessing is for everyone to get on the same page, and then we'll go around the room, 1 table at a time, allowing all parents and guardians to read their blessings. And I tell them to read them because it's usually an emotional time, so there's no expectation at all to have it memorized. Also, some families have then turned their blessing into a framed gift for their graduate. After everyone has had their time to share, we wrap up the event with several other things that have moved around over the years. One thing we have is a video slideshow. Each family submits 10 photos that I then put into an animated slideshow. If you're not good at producing things like this, find someone in your church who is, or go online. There are plenty of tools and resources that can help you look really good with just a little bit of money and a little bit of time. Another thing that we like to do is have a speaker come in and share a brief message directed toward the graduates. Usually I tell the speakers to keep it between 10 and 15 minutes max. These students are going to hear a lot of long and boring speeches at their graduations, so I do not want to give them another one at the church. And another piece we like to include here are the gifts from the church. I've given lots of gifts over the years, but I usually like to include 3 different things. First, a meaningful card with scripture and a personalized message. Sometimes we've also had other staff members and volunteers and elders also put in additional cards. Second, 1 fun gift. For several years, the hot item was a hammock, and I seriously thought it was weird when I first heard about this, but students truly love it. And the third thing is a more serious gift. This is usually a nice Bible or a devotional. My current favorite Devo to give them is Starting Now by Crystal Chang and Gerald Fadiami. In fact, both of them have been guests on this podcast before. It's a 30-day devotional focused on helping students become who they want to be in college. And finally, we end the entire event with a big group prayer. Typically, we'll have all the graduates come to the middle of the room, and then everyone else will gather around them and pray over them. And a quick tip about this is to make sure you have people already committed to praying out loud, so you don't have to stand around awkwardly hoping at least one person will pray out loud. Of course, we also grab some photos at the very end as well, and usually this is in front of a fun stage design or a photo area that we put together. And if you're looking for decoration ideas, Amazon has a ton of them, and we also love getting big balloon arches from someone in the church or someone in town. All in all, the event usually lasts from about 90 minutes to 2 hours. When I think back to my first few years in ministry, when all I gave was a simple card and a gift, I don't really know if they remembered it. But since I've been doing this event, I have students and parents sharing how thankful they were for it and how much of an impact it made on their family. In fact, I've had several parents come back to me when their next kid is about to graduate, making sure that we're still doing that event because they've been looking forward to it ever since the last time. Maybe this event is something that you can do at your church, or maybe you can take some aspects of it and tweak it. Whatever you do, I'd love to hear from you. Or maybe you have another event that works really well and you're going to keep doing that. I'd love to hear about that as well. And as we've talked about on previous episodes, it's so important to always contextualize things for our specific church, area, and group. If you only have two students and their parents want nothing to do with the church, this event probably won't work for you. In the same way, if you're at a huge church with 100 graduating students, you probably can't have each family bless their student one by one unless you want this to be a week-long event. But maybe there are some parts of this event that you can use. I've also included several books, websites, and other resources in the podcast show notes, so be sure to check them out on your favorite podcast app or at studentministryconnection.com. And if this episode has been helpful for you, I would love for you to do two things. First, share it with others who serve in student ministry who might also be wondering what they can do to celebrate their graduates. And second, please leave a positive review on your favorite podcast app. And if you'd like to support my ministry with National Network of Youth Ministries, please follow the link in the show notes, where you can sign up for our prayer partnership team and also our financial partnership team. I want to extend a huge thanks to all those who have already partnered with me. And if you're interested in joining my team, please follow that link in the show notes or reach out to me. I would love to talk to you more about how you can partner with this ministry. And before we go, I also want to thank G Shades for sponsoring this episode. Check out their website at gshades.org and use the promo code CONNECTION to save $20 off your order. And while you're over there, be sure to check out their blog and also the book from G Shades founder, Mike Haynes. Also, another reminder that if you want to join me at the Orange Conference 2024 and save 10% off your tickets, just use the promo code OC24NNYM10 and you'll save 10% off your Orange Conference tickets. This next episode is going to get pretty serious. I'm talking with a former youth pastor, now lead pastor, about getting fired unexpectedly a few years ago and what he learned from that experience, and how he eventually saw God refine him through it and then redeem it. So be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcast app or on YouTube so you do not miss it. And until next time, be sure to stay connected and may God bless your ministry.